Hey guys, welcome back to the Love and Dubai Show podcast. It is Friday morning. It is the beginning of Christmas weekend. What a show we had for you today. We talked about Guinness World Records, that video by that artist, and who can get married by text.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast in case you have missed any episodes, and specifically today's episodes.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Our top story for you today: you can soon get married in Abu Dhabi by text.
Wow. As well, RTA introduces eco-friendly electric bikes for delivery companies, paving the way for cleaner, greener urban deliveries.
The world-famous artist Domingo Zapata used a Dubai hotel room as his canvas. We have the who's, the whys, and the where's on that.
As well, the Guinness World Record for most two-finger. As you guys can see, pull-ups in 1 minute was broken in Dubai.
An absolute legend, Nelly Attar. We've had her on the show and she is amazing. So we're going to talk about that later. But before we get into all of that, get tagging to win this merch. It is Christmas weekend. We are so excited for the holidays. And in line with that, Funko has given us this amazing pop, fun, colored merch that I think all ages will enjoy. So if you want someone to get their hands on this, or you want this yourself,
I think I might want to have maybe one of them just like on my desk, since my desk is kind of empty. So yeah, you can even like decorate your work desk, your office, for your kids if you want. It's beautiful.
What Farah is basically saying is if you want better chances to win, give her a little nudge and she'll make that happen, as long as you give her something. But that's not how competitions work. We have a random computer generator, just by the way, to pick the winners. But yeah, this is for all ages, by the way, because as soon as they were dropped into the office yesterday, there was a big fight for Batman. So Batman has now been given away already, but we are still giving all of the others. We've got Pluto. We've got Harley Quinn. We've got
Another Harley Quinn.
We've got Joey Tribbiani from Friends. What an amazing character.
I think, yeah. Would you want this, Casey?
Yeah, I like the Friends one. The Friends is more my tea. I never really was like a Suicide Squad type person. Uh-huh. So yeah, give me anything Friends related and I'll just like lap it up. It could be a mug. Like 20 years later, what is that? It's amazing.
I mean, of course it is amazing. However, for me, since I am from Gen Z, as we were talking before the show, I would want Harley Quinn.
Why?
So I don't know, should I tag? Should I
Can I enter? We've got strict rules on winners. So Harley Quinn, what was the appeal? Like everyone dressed up as her for Halloween, but I never got it. It's Margot Robbie, right?
It is for Margot. Margot Robbie did play the role. How? Because if you watch the movie, you would see that she was. First of all, I love Margot Robbie. So whatever role she goes for,
she's boss.
It's just like she's like, you know. And with her role with Suicide Squad, it was just cool, you know? And it just, like, I would say maybe signified a lot of things, because, like, I would say, like, I don't know, because, like, how she fell in love with her patient, and then she would do anything for him, she went crazy for him, and so on, which I think maybe, I don't know, people related.
She was the star of every movie.
Yeah, she is.
Thank you, Alibaba, for that. All I know is she was a legend. But guys, look, if you want to win them, I see so many tags coming through. We've got Neola back there furiously screenshotting to make sure that we're getting all of them in, and we'll announce this on our stories with the winner later today. So do stay tuned for that. Guys, it is Christmas weekend. What are you up to this weekend? I'm doing a brunch on Christmas Day, so I'm not going to be here. But Farah is going to be here with a very special guest.
Yeah, because I was just telling Casey that my cousin, usually we are a family-oriented family. And, you know, we've never been away from each other. However, she had to leave to pursue her master's. And she came back from London yesterday after, like,
it's such a great time. Everyone's back on their holidays.
And we're going to be doing Christmas and New Year's Eve and everything together. And just like, oh, I can't wait. By the way, we are going to be celebrating at our house for our own brunch at our house with, you know,
turkey.
Authentic.
Who's cooking?
Mom. Mom is cooking.
That's the best.
Yes.
And that's the best.
I know. And even, you know, because, like, she prepares everything beforehand. You know, with like, it's not only like turkey and all of these things, we do as well Syrian dishes.
Syrian Christmas.
Exactly. Such as wara anab, Mahashi, which is a stuffed zucchinis.
Oh yeah.
Have you tried them?
Yeah, of course. But it doesn't ring Christmas. Mm. But for you, it's like family food.
Exactly. Because, you know, she's coming. And when she was away in London, of course, in London, you don't get like the authentic
proper
Syrian
family mom food.
Proper, exactly. And I sent her a picture of a stuffed zucchini. She's like, oh my God, Farah, I want to come back and I want to try it. And I'm like, of course we're going to make one for you. So my mom just like, you know, did this gathering for not only her family, for the whole family. So they're all going to be coming and I'm going to be finishing work to go to other work to help mom today, of course.
That's what it's about, yeah. Though. Mm. It's about mom screaming in the kitchen. No, joking.
Yeah.
But I think I think at some point there's so much, it's so special to be able to cook a family meal. Like, it's such a great time. I'd love to say I was doing it and putting the effort in, but I'm not. I'm going to a brunch because I'm lazy and my mom's not here. But if she was, we would definitely be sitting around a table.
Course.
We'd be having Brussels sprouts, my favorite thing about a Christmas dinner. Like, what's your absolute favorite Christmas dinner tradition? Mine is Brussels sprouts, like fried up with some bits thrown in, like onions, like any flavor you can put in to make it not taste like Brussels sprouts, but you know what I mean, like they're crispy, they're golden. Oh, so good.
Speaking of food, I have tried my first scones yesterday.
You tried your first scone yesterday?
Yeah, I've never had scones. Because my sister did try them before. She's like, oh Farah, they're amazing. You have to try them. And I thought maybe she's exaggerating and so on.
Did you have it warm?
Yeah.
And what did you have it on the side?
She got me like maybe this cream thing.
Cream?
Yeah, cream. I don't know if it's like, I don't know, butter or cream.
Is it white? Like, cream?
Yeah. It's towards like yellowish white, not like too white, if you know what I mean. And she told me like to heat it up for a bit and then cut it in half and put it and just eat it. And I was like, I'm like,
yeah, they're so good.
Wow. I was like, how did I not know that? How did I not know that?
Have jam?
No, I didn't.
You have got options with scones.
Yeah,
so humble, but so delicious. Mm-hmm. Warm, fresh out of the oven. Either layer it with butter or a little fancier is the cream and the jam. Especially if your mom makes them, they're so good.
I'm going to try that, but you know what? She got me a lot. So I'm just telling her, oh, I hope none of my family eat them.
They're so easy to make, though. I'm sure someone who can actually make them would tell you, but they're so easy to make. I'll get my mom to make some for the office because you can do them in big batches.
She didn't make them. She got them because I don't think she knows how to make them.
Well, I'm telling you, if you'd like to recreate, if you run out, you can make them. Guys, let's jump into our top stories. First of all, happy Christmas weekend to everyone. We love seeing your comments before, during, and after the show. And let's jump in.
Yes, so now you can soon get married in Abu Dhabi by a text, which is crazy. So authorities in Abu Dhabi have introduced a service enabling couples to promptly receive their marriage contracts through text messages, of course, and various digital platforms, which is really cool. Because if you want to think about it in a way, this is just like, you know, we have moved towards a digital lifestyle, specifically after COVID, and everything has been done remotely. But I never expected that you can now even get married remotely, which is cool. So with this initiative, considered the first of its kind, the bride and the groom will receive their contracts immediately after the officiant wraps up the ceremony and digitally authenticates the marriage.
Wow, how speedy and efficient. So it is possible to get married without leaving your home and say I do via a video conference. The ADJD has in fact issued about 7,000 digital marriage contracts already. Since these were introduced in October 2022, the digital marriage service contract streamlines the application process via the Abu Dhabi Judicial Department's website, utilizing UAE Pass for submissions.
Yes, of course, and as well, upon approval, applicants can finalize procedures electronically and opt for an in-person or video call marriage session via the appointment booking system. And once officiated, the digital contract is promptly delivered. That's actually crazy.
Interesting.
I expected everything from this remote work life, and however, I never expected that it would reach marriage.
Yeah, from a government level, I think this is amazing. I think digitalizing everything, making processes more smooth, less paperwork hassle, not having to drive to courthouses, amazing. And I love that we're so forward with innovation. However, from a couple level, can you, I just feel like there might be a slight, like, jump into it a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine you're sitting on the couch with your partner, you're having a discussion, and it's like, okay, love me, marry me. You can do it right now. Set it up, you know? As in, like, it's not like, it's a whole different, you can actually do that moment. And I just, I love that it's possible, but I wonder if we'll see speedier marriage. I wonder if you'll have that moment of like, well, then you can marry me. Prove you love me.
I think that's how it should go. It's going to end a lot of relationships at this point. Yeah, it's going to end a lot of relationships because, you know, like when you're in a relationship and let's say you want to jump to the next stage and you tell the guy or the girl, like, hey, let's get married. If the person would want to run away, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I have work. Or, oh, yeah, after I get done with this or get done with X and Y and Z. But now they just don't have anything. They're just like, no.
I don't think it will end relationships, but I think it will test them at the right time. Because you can really just say, hey, look, do you want to do it now? So, and if they say no, you know you're not in the right relationship.
So, guys... Just to let you know that Casey is a positive person. I'm just like thinking like, oh, they're gonna end their relationship right now.
We're obviously going to extremes here, right? But it will just really be a quite obvious sign for you if you say, hey, then just let's get married now. And they say no, well, then you know exactly where you stand, which is very important.
As Casey said.
Let's jump into our next story. We're talking all things green.
Yes, so RTA introduces eco-friendly electric bikes for delivery companies, paving the way for a cleaner and greener urban deliveries. The Roads and Transport Authority, RTA of Dubai, announced a green initiative promoting the transition to environmentally friendly electric bicycles for delivery companies.
The plan includes improving the infrastructure for commercial transportation businesses, revising licenses and registration procedures, and creating trial charging stations specifically for electric bike batteries.
Now, Muhannad Khalid Al-Muhairi, the Director of Commercial Transport Activities of RTA's licensing agency, emphasized that these steps are essential for achieving the goal of ensuring sustainable, clean and eco-friendly power of these bicycles.
It certainly is, and I always think the RTA is so ahead of the game with, you know, initially the initiatives they brought in for drivers, making sure like throughout the year we're going to see a lot more service stations for drivers, rest stops where they can charge their phone, have a rest, take some water. They'll also have prayer areas. And then this is another step forward. We talk a lot about green vehicles, electric vehicles, having chargers for those. But when has the question put out there being, you know, we're such a delivery bike nation? You know, where are the electric delivery bikes? Hadn't thought of it. RTA's thought of it and they're making it happen. And as I said, an essential step.
Dubai keeps on amazing me day by day, the more that it just elevates its services. And the fact that it's now not only elevating its like delivery services, like just like elevating it like that for nothing, but as well thinking and taking into consideration the environment, making it eco-friendly and so on, is amazing. I mean, what are the odds that, you know, you're just like living in a country amazing, or that I would say
forward thinking.
Exactly. It's just like makes me think like, you know, nothing is impossible in Dubai.
So true, so true. 8:44, let's jump into our next story. We're talking about that video, a video racked up over 700,000 views on our Instagram page. We're going to tell you why world famous artist Domingo Zapata, he used a Dubai hotel room as his canvas. Domingo Zapata left his artistic mark on a Dubai hotel room, and 25 Hours Hotel are actually now going to put three doors of the art up for auction. The video of the world-renowned artist who basically took free reign over the artist studio suite in 25 Hours Hotel went viral, and now we're learning more about the famed artist, why he created it, and what it actually means.
He is also celebrated internationally. His work has many celebrity fans, including Leonardo DiCaprio, who has outbid on one of his paintings for $1 million. dollars. Now, the artist said the room, the decor, and the impeccable views inspired him to create, and his latest work was all about positive messaging and energy in the spirit of Dubai, which he says is the most exciting city right now.
So in the video, you can basically see what he did. He used this hotel room as his canvas. He covered it with his art. And now 25 Hours Hotel, they're going to put this art up for auction. They said that the staff in the hotel room were just so surprised when they stumbled on the room to find it covered in his art. Could you imagine, like, this wildly renowned artist comes into a hotel room, gets inspired, covers it in art, and now they're going to auction it. So if you want information on that, you can get in touch directly with the 25 Hours Hotel. You can email them because we don't know the price that this is going to go for. As Farah said, his art can go up to $1 million. So it'll be really interesting to see what this creates.
You know, actually, something that's crazy that I've noticed that all artists have in common, whether they are an artist like painting or singing, is that they can create something out of nothing, which is crazy. Like, he didn't need even a paper or a canvas to paint. He's like, fine, there's this door, it's empty, I'll just draw on it, which is beautiful. However, like, if he was, if he do that at his house, like his personal house, I think his mom or his family, whoever lives with him, would freak out, you know. But some of them,
I think he might get a buy if he's making them $1 million per piece, you know.
Yes, for sure. But as I said, like, because he's an artist, I feel like an artist can create art no matter the circumstances and no matter where he is. If he has an idea, they just make it.
Mm-hmm. So true. And what I think is crazy is that sometimes we're so, if you've been in Dubai for any length of time, we become so used to the fabulous scenery around us. But if you actually see the visual, he's sitting there in the room creating, he actually likes to do it in his underpants, so he's sitting in the room creating his art, but the view he has behind him is the Museum of the Future. And like he said, that inspired him to create, and the views and the decor in the room and everything around him just inspired to go and do that. And like you said, maybe he didn't have a canvas, so he threw it up on the doors, and now the hotel is cleverly putting that up for action.
See, as well, the thing is, like, a lot of people go like, oh yeah, Dubai is very futuristic, so it's not like, it's not very inspiring, but he made something out of nothing, you know what I mean? Like, he created art from the future, from Dubai. So if it's just nice seeing artists just being artists.
Exactly. And if you want to check it out, there's a video up on our feed and you can see what he created. It is so impressive. So impressive, in fact, it leads us to our next story. Dubai resident Nelly Attar, guys, get this. She broke the record for the most two-finger pull-ups in 1 minute. Now, I just want to visualize that. Just a quick question, everyone behind the camera, also Farah. How many actual pull-ups can you do with your hands? Alibaba is
one
giving
with
us
all hands.
A zero.
Maybe one with all
Masa,
hands.
Masa, is that three? You can do three? Oh, no, zero. She was like three. Niola, a zero. Farah?
One with all hands.
You can do a pull-up?
No, if someone maybe pulls me up and it makes me reach. Yeah, but I don't think I
love
think
that.
I can,
I can
even
do
jump.
One as long as someone's actually lifting me into it. Is that... It's all purpose.
Yeah, it just defeats.
Anyone watching, can you do pull-ups? Because I just want us to understand how incredible this feat is by Nelly Attar, who, by the way, she is a incredibly accomplished lady. Not only has she got this world record, which we're going to jump into a little bit more, she's also the first Arab woman to summit K2. She's an incredible motivation for women around the world.
As well, she has now added another feat, a Guinness World Record, for the most four-finger pull-ups, which is, two from this hand and two from that hand, which equals four, in 1 minute by a woman. Now, in the post update, she wrote, earlier this year, I tore four ligaments in my right ankle. I was unable to do any leg training and most endurance activities for months to come. Instead, I started calisthenics, and here we are 7 months later.
And look, this is what she is. She managed, she was assessed by judges, and she managed 15. Let's keep it going throughout the whole minute. 16.
It's amazing.
I love this so much. Look how happy she is, representing Dubai, representing Lebanon. Of course, she's a proud Lebanese also as well. And I actually, like, you can just watch this over. the mentality to get through that. And also, as you said, like, she had leg injuries, so she jumped into this, and she broke the record. Like, what an amazing achievement. The Sweet Hassan says he can do... okay, Shining with My Star says, nope, I can't do one, or max one. Guys, like, even doing one, I think, with your full hands, yeah, is an accomplishment.
How many can you do, Casey?
None. Rimaro, Jamelia, I can't even pull myself. I'm so heavy. We're heavy people. We're heavy beings. It's okay.
I mean, yeah, but I, as I said, if someone maybe lifts me up from down and makes me reach the bar, I could just, like, maybe hang. You know what I mean?
But you could use a step. As in, like, I can hang and I can do the... I can pull my legs up,
yeah,
but I don't think that's... but I can't... I think
it's okay.
The definition is to get your chest,
yeah, like
above
that,
the bar.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
And we actually had a group team light exercise down at SK Fitness last week. And at the very end...
Remember, like, we had our colleague, you know, do as well a pull-up. And it was, like, really nice and amazing. But he has a lot of muscles, so...
But I think, like... they struggled.
Damn muscles.
They struggled, right? And it was, I think, of all of the team, three people went for it. Abby went for it. Abby, I think, could do it. She nearly got there. Did Abby do a pull-up? I can't remember. But, like, it's not easy. So, someone's saying, after a few... Tanktastic Four, I love this. Tanktastic Four says, after a few nightcaps, I think I could do a few. We do have more. I think I can speak Arabic after a few.
Why don't you guys show us a challenge, you know, like, send us videos of you trying to do pull-ups.
I want to see you try.
I'll try.
We'll get the hands up. Do we know what gym this is? No, we don't. Look, massive shout out to Nelly. What an amazing achievement. You are a legend. And after, you know, going from injury to... Imagine, like, you're injured, especially as someone who's so fit. And that mindset of, like, oh, no, I can't work out. And if you are a fit person who can't work out, it makes you probably a little bit miserable.
Yeah.
However, she turned that on its head and got a Guinness World Record from a challenge.
That is true. You know, and actually I've noticed, because I did have, like, some friends that are, like, gym, as they call it, them gym rats, you know, and they would go to the gym every day. However, I had a friend who got sick and couldn't go to the gym anymore. And he was frustrated.
That's what I mean.
He was like done. He was like dead. He's like, oh my God, I can't go to the gym. Oh my God, my muscles are gone. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's not like a big deal. And he's like, oh, I can't.
My muscles are gone.
Yeah,
sorry.
My muscles, they're not gone. I get it. They're not gone. But because, I don't know, it's again, like, it's like.
You lose muscle mass. Fair enough. Yeah.
How can you lose muscle mass in, like, a week? You just got sick for a week. I mean, so you've been working out for.
Our resident doctor speaking in her earpiece,
resident
Alibaba,
doctor, yeah,
is saying it's not losing muscle mass in a week. It is. You lose pump.
Okay. You lose pump.
Good morning, Dr. Mal. Thank you for tuning in. So you lose pump. Your muscle deflates after a while. Thank you so much, Ali/producer. Continue.
Yes, the professional Ali. So he was, like, devastated. And I would look at him like, you didn't lose anything, you still look the same to me, so I would not understand, right? But then the moment, like, he's like, oh, he did it, he healed, he had treatment, then he's like, fine, oh, I can't wait to go to the gym, finally, whoa, gym, whoa. And I would, like, he would post videos of, like, him, oh, and, like, having, like, all of this, like, angry, I don't know why do they have make these angry faces at the gym, but yeah, I think maybe because they're tired from.
But it is totally, like, a mindset thing that if you can't work out, so she really turned it on her head, and it sounds like your friend did too.
Yeah. Well, do you work out?
Yeah. Good. Do you work out?
Used to.
But it's Christmas week, and it's not the time to be, you know, like, last night I felt like I just fully got into the Christmas spirit, which means chocolate, like, just dairy milk at home, like, loads of food, loads of drinks.
You even look Christmassy.
No, I don't.
If you would see Casey's outfit all over, she looks really Christmassy.
Well, because it is Christmas weekend, it's 8:55, we are jumping into it. I will not be here on Monday morning, but Farah will be here, Ali will be here, Neola, Massa, and a very special guest to
so
the
guys,
tune.
So guys, we should wish Casey Merry Christmas. That she would come back safe and sound.
But very special guest coming in on Monday morning. So if you're watching the show, do stay tuned in the form of the main man himself. He'll be busy, very busy Christmas Eve, delivering to all the children around the world. And I think he might have time to drop into the Love of Dubai studio on Monday morning. So I'm going to be tuning in, watching. I can't wait. Guys, that is all we have time for on the Love in Dubai show. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. No, I lie. Monday morning. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me. See you Monday.